I feel like if everyone just knew how to regulate their emotions and knew how to regulate their nervous system in the face of an issue, in the face of a trigger, in the face of a problem, we would live much happier lives because we wouldn't create all sorts of meanings and made up reasons for why we're unhappy and not understand the root cause of why we're unhappy, why we're pissed, why we're panicked, why we feel fear.
Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin.
Hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifestation Babe podcast. I am so stoked and so excited to be here. You're gonna laugh because just 15 minutes prior to this episode, I was not happy and excited to be here. In fact, I was fucking pissed. And I was processing a trigger. And so I figured, what better episode to record than to literally share my process with you? A very important life skill that I wish I learned in school, but unfortunately, I had to self-teach myself this skill. I had to go through my own made-up education, my own curated education on the internet through books and courses and coaches and therapists and, oh my God, so many years of doing this work to finally come to a place where I have a go-to process on how to heal a trigger in the moment that it's happening. I feel like everyone needs to know this. I have a step-by-step process for you, and I just want to be of service and helpful for you and give you something practical that you can implement in your life. That is, of course, easier said than done, because when we're triggered, we stop fucking thinking. And sometimes we're like, I don't even give a shit about what the process is, right? I'm just triggered right now. And it takes some practice to get to this point where you can go through the step-by-step process of how to eliminate a trigger, how to heal it, how to dissipate it, how to resolve it, especially in the moment that it's happening. But I figured that if you had a resource where you can listen to something that will bring you awareness of what to do and what not to do, then the next time you can at least implement one thing at a time. And I promise you, by the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th trigger that you process, you'll be able to go through these steps and actually feel amazing on the other side, like I do now. So for some context, like I said, I got super triggered before recording this episode, and then I got even more triggered that this would take away my desire and my energy to record a whole other topic that I had planned this week. It was going to be a whole other episode. And so I went through the whole motion of regulating and resolving my trigger based off of everything that I've learned up until this point and going through my go-to process. And then halfway through my go-to process, as I started to feel better, I had this aha moment where I was like, wait a second, this is what the episode is supposed to be. This is what I'm going to share with my people. So here we are. And now I feel amazing. I'm sure you can tell by my voice. I'm not pissed. I'm not anxious. I'm not angry. I'm not triggered. I feel great. So before we dive in, if you haven't yet downloaded my free resource, my free ebook for anyone who's interested in manifesting more money and calling in more abundance into their life, I made an ebook sharing the 14 money beliefs, principles, and practices that have made me a millionaire and will make you one too. you can go ahead and download that if money manifestation is on your list of things that you want to manifest this year by going to manifestationbabe.com/moneybook. And then I'll also put the link in the show notes. Of course, if you don't want to type that out and you just want to click-a-roo and go to the link and go to the page and download that, that's totally fine with me. So you can find that in the show notes. Okay. So I'm going to share with you my actual real life go-to process of how to heal a trigger in the moment that it's happening and how to actually regulate your nervous system and tell your brain that you're okay when it gets activated, when your body has this response through your nervous system of like, ah, whether it's anger or panic or frustration, so that we can then make better decisions in our lives that are actually in alignment with our most calm and collected selves, which is what I call queen energy. So the queen within is just that calm, super certain, super collected version of yourself who just can make regulated decisions. And those kinds of decisions are going to lead you to actually creating your dream life. Not the decisions that come from anger, come from frustration, come from panic, because again, the energy in which you take an action in will determine the result of that action. So if you're taking action from an unregulated, dysregulated state, then guess what? You're going to create a dysregulated life. We don't want that happening. So some context as to the inspiration behind this episode. I got triggered this morning that my, you know, I walked into my podcast studio, aka my office. My husband said he's been working on it yesterday, the whole day. And so I walk in and it's not set up the way that I want it. And I got pissed. I got really triggered. I got upset because here I am. I'm ready to go. I want to record in my new spot, my new setup, and it wasn't ready. And then I could just feel my anger. Like I went into that space of like, obviously, you know, saying not so very nice things to my husband. Things that I'm not proud of, things that we say in that state. And then I got even more triggered and more upset with myself. Then I got pissed at myself because it's my husband's birthday. It's his 35th birthday. And here I am yelling at him on his birthday. Then I'm pissed at myself. And then I got even more triggered that now I'm here to record a podcast episode. And I don't want to be pissed and upset as I'm talking on my podcast. I don't have the desire or energy to, you know, to record anything from that state. So now I opened up my morning because we have other activities going on. You know, we have a toddler to be with. We have a birthday dinner to attend. There's other activities to go on. And I want to make sure there's an episode that goes up on Monday. And here I am pissed and I don't have the energy to do so. So then I worked through it. I realized this is what the episode's supposed to be about. So here's what I did. Here's what I always do when I feel triggered. You can apply this to anything. So in this case, me being mad at my husband, it can be anything. Okay. So first things first. So awareness is key to everything. Awareness is part of every single process when it comes to personal development, personal growth, manifestation, right? Awareness is everything. So first things first, is in that state of mind, you need to notice, you need to have a separation between the situation at hand and your physical reaction to the situation at hand, because you have attached some sort of meaning to the situation at hand. You've made it mean something, which then escalates it and then brings it into this downward spiral of feeling out of control. So for me, what I like to do is I like to say to myself, just creating some sort of a separation where I'm like, wow, my body is having a response to this right now. I'm going to need a moment to step away and to be able to think clearly. So I recognize that no good thing is going to come out of any decision that I make from this irrational response to this perceived threat at hand. So the next step is to actually give yourself a moment to step away. Again, this is easier said than done because sometimes I'll find myself coming to this awareness after some damage has been done. So I said the mean thing to my husband, right? I may have made some rash decisions. I may have just blown up and axed something and said, fuck it, I don't want it anyway, right? Like just fuck it, you're fired, you're out, You know, like there's some sort of rash decision. So sometimes it might be closer to the end after you've said a bunch of things that you regret or made decisions that you regret that you have awareness of this. And so the key is just to put this into practice where you can almost, the next time when your body has the response, you can immediately go before you even respond and say something, oh shit, my body's having a response right now. I'm gonna need to separate myself, process this, then I can think clearly because right now I cannot think clearly. And then I can come back to the situation at hand and we can resolve it. So actually giving yourself some space. So that's what I did. And it's so important to not make any rash decisions in an emotional state because again, all energy is going to leave your brain in this moment. All energy just left your brain. You're in fight or flight mode, depending on whether you feel anxious or angry. All energy just left your brain. It moved into your body and it is there to mobilize your body because in the case of a real threat, like a saber-toothed tiger, you either need to run really fast to run away from the tiger or some other situation where you need to defend your family or whatever, and you can't run away, you need to fight the threat, right? So you have all of this energy that's now in your body and none of it is in your brain. You don't have any access to your prefrontal cortex. So anything that you're about to do, 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 conversation that even comes from this state, it literally will not go well. So I refuse to talk things through when I'm in this state. And it took years in my relationship with my husband to realize that if we both step away from each other, regulate our nervous systems, it doesn't mean like the problem is solved just because we feel regulated. It's that the problem can still exist. But when you feel regulated, you can actually use your prefrontal cortex and have a normal conversation about it. So now you're in problem solving mode and you're not being emotional about it. And now we can think a little more critically and more creatively because you don't have access to your creativity. So literally, it's not just logical thinking, it's like creative thinking doesn't even come into play until your body, your nervous system has been regulated. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. So once I've stepped away, I realize I have all this energy. The key is, and step number 3, is to move this energy. So fight or flight, like I said, is a mobilized response to a perceived threat. So you're gaining a ton of energy in your body. And the way to process it is to move it. So I like to go on a walk, or you can go on a run or do some sort of physical activity. Stomp your feet, jump around. I have a little trampoline, like anything where you can move this energy. This energy is now a gift to your system, and use it. Because if you don't use it, it'll build up and it'll just continue and continue and continue, and you won't actually get processed. You're going to prolong this process by not using that energy. So you guys are going to laugh. I go on mad walks all the time, all the fucking time. When I'm mad, I go on a walk and I'm just like strolling through my neighborhood pissed. Like if you ever see a woman strolling through your neighborhood, I'm not going to tell you where I live, of course, but if you see a mad lady with a stroller, that's probably me. I go on panicked walks. Like anytime something happens in my business or something happens financially or something happens where I don't know about the health of someone, like there's a health scare or something, I go on a walk and I just allow my body to process this energy before I use my brain to make some sort of decision about it or respond. Like if you receive a text or an email that causes your nervous system to go out of whack, before you respond to the email from a dysregulated state, move your body. I'm telling you, it's going to resolve so many issues. It's not even funny, just on its own. But then at the same time, I'm also going to utilize my breath. I'm going to take deep breaths. So we often stop breathing in fight or flight. And as we breathe, because we have these like very shortened, quick breaths, like we're almost panting in fight or flight, you want to trick your brain into telling yourself that you are safe by sending a message through your breath. Because only when we're safe do we breathe deeply. So while on this walk, or while I'm stomping my feet, or while I'm on the trampoline, or while I am utilizing my energy in whatever way intuitively comes to me, right? Like I'll also use my intuition for this. I will just take deep breaths, at least 10. Like I feel like 10 is a really good number to just breathe in, you know, 4 counts, hold for 2 to 4 counts, and then release for 6 to 8 counts. It is so simple. Almost none of us do this. It's like in the moments when we need to just utilize our breath, we think, nah, it can't be that simple. It can't be that easy. No, it has to be. The only way I can feel calm is if I resolve this problem. No, just by regulating your energy, regulating your nervous system, I'm telling you, it's freaking magical. So I'll do that. I'll take deep breaths. And then if I'm, like I said, if I'm angry, I like to clench my fists and release them. It's almost like a punching mechanism, like I'm about to fucking go to war with someone, but I don't. I will stomp. I will vigorously shake my body. That energy can be released through shaking. It's a really good way to release energy as I'm doing this right now. I'm shaking. I do have this also being video recorded for like, you know, making a clip on social media. So I'm shaking. I feel like I'm showing it to the camera. And then I will also put my palms together. So I'll put my palms together against each other like I'm clasping my hands, and I will just press into each hand. So I'll press them into each other where they're not going anywhere. It's just kind of like this, I can't even explain it. I have a hard time explaining what my body is doing. But if you're watching on video, it's like, right? So I'll press them into each other forcefully to release energy through my hands. If I'm panicked, so flight, right? I like to ground myself. This feeling of like, I need to run away. Sometimes it's just like, no, I need to tell myself I'm safe by grounding myself. So I'll have this visualization where I'll bring deep roots into the center of the earth. I'll connect to source at the same time, bring that energy into my body, wrap it around my heart, and just remind myself that I'm safe. There's other practical things you can do, which is like, I think like naming 5 things you can see, 4 things you can hear or touch, or 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, 1 thing you can taste. That's a nice way to just bring yourself back to the present moment, because you kind of dissociate in a panic. Like you go straight into your head, into all the thoughts and all the worries and all the fears and right? Like, so your mind just goes crazy. And so just bringing yourself back to the present moment. EFT, emotional freedom technique, works really well for me in an anxious state. So that's just a tapping mechanism, tapping on these meridian points on your face, on your body. You can go to YouTube and find some really good videos for this. EFT for anxiety works really well. I'm trained in EFT. I've been teaching it for a really long time. I practice it. It just comes second nature to me. But if it doesn't for you, just like having a video at hand, like having some sort of a resource, like a meditation, a practice, something where you don't even have to like work very hard to find it. It's just a bookmark somewhere. It comes really easily. It's very useful in these instances where you don't have very much brain power to think about what you're doing, because so much of it is a body response, right? So you want this to be unconscious. Like you want to reach for something that just is accessible for you easily. Letting myself cry is a big one. And I feel like a lot of people hold back tears, and I don't know why. Crying is a great release of energy. It is such a powerful release of energy. And when you hold back tears, you just build them up for other things. So you're just going to build them up for other triggers. You're going to get even more easily triggered when you hold back tears. Crying is great. I fucking love crying. Journaling out my frustrations or fears. So just like anything to let it out, right? Because the key here is to show yourself that nothing, like this thing that is a trigger for you, no longer has a hold over you. You have it. You have a hold on it. There's an RRT technique, which is just visualizing yourself like blowing up a balloon, where you're blowing all that energy, everything that's frustrating you, into the balloon. And then you're holding the balloon and you're looking at the balloon and you're saying, I thought it had me. Now I have it. I thought it had me. Now I have it. I'm in fucking charge now. And then releasing that balloon up into the sky until it like completely disappears. That's a powerful, powerful exercise that you can do. Very practical. And it just does something to the subconscious mind to let it go. Now that the energy is moved, which if you do this properly, you guys, it could take literally 3 minutes. It could take 5 minutes. I would give it 10 to 15 just to be safe. So at least 10 to 15, sometimes even 20, before I come back to the threat. Okay, so if the threat is an unexpected bill, if the threat is your partner, if the threat is a mess, if the threat is your child, if the threat is whatever it is, give yourself time, at least 10 to 15 minutes before you come back to it. Do not come back to it until you feel better. Okay, and if you don't feel better yet, keep moving the energy. Because only then can you address the problem. So then you can really tune in and ask yourself, like, what about this actually got me triggered? What about this is actually the root cause? Is this something that is a compounding effect from something in the past? Like maybe I haven't resolved a root cause trigger and this is reminding me of an old trigger. There's some sort of unhealed resentment, unhealed fear from the past that I'm now projecting onto the situation. It's like the remnants of that old situation being projected on here. And then if it is, obviously doing the work and healing that old resentment. So if there's an old resentment with my partner, then I'll address that and be like, hey, I'm so sorry for the way that I reacted. I realize that it's actually this thing from 4 years ago. Can we talk about that? And when both of you are in a regulated state, guess what? You can talk about it and you can actually resolve it. And then if it's something that isn't in the past and is something new, then you can now critically think and how to resolve it. What steps need to be taken to ensure that it doesn't happen again? And then solve it. Do what you need to do. Put the steps in motion. So in this case, bringing it back to what I learned about my office, is I realized that it wasn't about my office not being set up, my podcast studio not being set up. It was actually, now that I can think critically, hello, I realized that my office, the placement of my office in this house, is giving me stress because it's not insulated from sound. And I've been really stressed because I have to tell my whole family to shut up every single day, which you can imagine, the toddler, it's not the easiest thing in the world. I feel like I need to control the gardeners. Oh my God, the gardeners came. Now I'm going to hear them. Oh my God, my neighbor's gardeners are here. Oh my God, a huge truck just drove by. And I do a lot of meditation creation for my courses. There's, you know, some audios, like I understand a podcast, like what big deal is it? It's okay if there's a little sound. But for me, it's also like when I'm focused, I need to have silence. So I'm just that person where if I'm really like deep and focused, like I need to have silence. I can't have words. Like I can have music, but the music cannot have lyrics. And if it's lyrics, it has to be like really just dumbed down. It can't be like deep lyrics, something that I'm trying to process or think through. So I realized, oh my God, like it's my office actually, the sound in my office that's actually stressing me out. And so moving my office to another bedroom and switching out this bedroom with the guest bedroom is actually better suited for podcasting and for recording my courses and things like that. And I would have never realized this if I didn't regulate my response first, if I didn't allow the energy to come back into my brain. Right? Because I had so much energy in my body. If I left it all in my body and I didn't allow it to come back to my brain, I wouldn't actually be able to access creativity. I wouldn't be able to access the ability to resolve a problem, the ability to problem solve, the ability to see solutions, things that come back to you when your energy is back in your brain. I wouldn't have seen this as a root cause. And I would have continued to blame my husband or blame, you know, something else that really isn't the root cause, instead of realizing that that was just a surface level issue. Do you see the difference? It's such a simple thing to do. Like, those are the steps. It's such a simple thing to do. But yeah, we're not taught this. And I feel like if everyone just knew how to regulate their emotions and knew how to regulate their nervous system in the face of an issue, in the face of a trigger, in the face of a problem, we would live much happier lives, because we wouldn't create all sorts of meanings and made up reasons for why we're unhappy and not understand the root cause of why we're unhappy, why we're pissed, why we're panicked, why we feel fear. And if we're not getting to the root cause, we're just, you know, living in a surface level way of looking at things. And then we're continuing to manifest the same problem over and over and over and over and over again, not understanding why we're constantly unhappy. And I feel like when you can be the queen, come into your queen energy, regulate, have a cool, calm, collected conversation or awareness or just perception or perspective of whatever the problem is at hand, then the energy that you're putting into the action to solve the problem will create that same energy. So the end result of you resolving the problem from queen energy is a queen level kind of solution. It's a queen level result. So go ahead and try this out. Go ahead and try out this process the next time you feel triggered. I hope this was a helpful episode. Feel free to share this with anyone that you think that this would be helpful for. I would so appreciate that. I'm so glad this turned out to be a good episode, even though I was so fucking angry 15 minutes before I recorded it. But you can see that this process works. Like, this is proof right here that it works, because I feel great right now. I got to the root cause. I came up with a solution. I feel great. I feel regulated. I feel calm. Boom. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you download my free ebook. Like I said, manifestationbabe.com/moneybook. And I will catch you in the next episode. Mwah. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following @manifestationbabe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.